There are some lovely photos on the front pages of several newspapers this morning of smiling Irish soldiers and their happy and very relieved families after their return home from Lebanon last night. Many had been sheltering in bunkers during their six-month deployment due to the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. It's been widely reported and briefed that the Israeli government will decide on a ceasefire today of 60 days. Alistair Bunkle is Middle East correspondent with Sky News in Jerusalem. Alistair, thank you for joining us again. What's the latest on a likely ceasefire?
Well, the Israeli Security Cabinet will meet this evening at around 5:30 here in Israel, and the expectation is that it will be approved. Now, we understand that Hezbollah and the Lebanese government are both on board with the proposal that's on the table, and that Benjamin Netanyahu, having met about 48 hours ago with his security officials, is also on board with it. So it just needs to get past the Israeli Security Cabinet, and there's every expectation, barring anything dramatic, that it will do. And then a ceasefire would come into force, probably not immediately, but within hours.
And what would happen during the suggested 60-day period?
Well, in terms of the sort of the broad elements to it, because of course it's going to be very detailed in parts, but you would first expect to see Hezbollah and its forces withdraw from southern Lebanon, withdraw to north of the Litani River. And this is a sort of a key geographical landmark. It dates back to the 2006 war and the UN resolution that followed that, that said that Hezbollah needed to remain north of the Litani, but they've crept back ever since. Assuming Hezbollah did that and that there was no further exchange of fire or fighting, then Israeli forces would in turn pull back to their side of the border. Residents on both sides, and we're talking hundreds of thousands, could return home. And there would be negotiations, finally, over some small territorial disputes along the border. But as I say, you know, it's going to be far more detailed than that, actually, sort of, you know, the proposal itself. It will require, you know, mechanisms to ensure that both sides are adhering to it. And so there's a lot that could go wrong, but all sides seem to be on board with it.
Will Lebanese armed forces be able to take control of southern Lebanon?
Well, I mean, that is one of the outstanding questions. They say they can do. I think if we are looking and hoping for a long-term resolution to this, whereby the two sides don't find themselves at war again in the near term, then it would need the Lebanese armed forces probably to have some significant international backing, funding, training, supply of equipment, in order that they can be present in southern Lebanon and also be a policing force in southern Lebanon, not just simply be there, but to stop Hezbollah returning and rearming.
Alistair, thank you for speaking with us again. That's Alistair Bunker, Middle East correspondent with Sky News.